You know, I never imagined, I always say, I would never imagine that I would go around the country talking about my ovaries. So for me, that was a little bit difficult. But at the same time, it was something that I felt adamant as an advocate for women's health. It felt like I needed to speak up, speak out, share this story so that other women hopefully will not have to go through what I went through. And I think in many ways, it was cathartic to talk about my story. It gave me maybe a little bit of distance. It also helped me identify with others going through. And it allowed me to share stories with them, but also get those stories back. I mean, I remember people, one woman in particular, right here in Jacksonville. I was doing a talk, which I had refused to cancel because I'm horrible. I don't want to cancel things. But I was in chemo, and right before I took the stage, she grabbed my hand and she said, "Shannon, I just want you to know that I went through this same diagnosis." She even had my same doctor here in Jacksonville. And she said, "I just want you to know that was 10 years ago. I now have two beautiful children, and I want you to know that you can make it." And for me, that was such, I will never forget that day. I will never forget that woman. And I hope that I can be that for somebody else.
How scary was it as an adult?
It was terrifying. I think, you know, I rely a lot on my faith to see me through. But I think the most terrifying thought for me was to think that my son might not have a mother. And that was... That was something I tried to not think about too often because I would just fall apart. And I knew I had to be strong for him, and I knew I had to be strong to get through. The one thing that I can say is that I would a million times rather have the cancer myself than have my child go through that. I know how hard it was as an adult. So to think that your child would go through something like that when they don't really have that understanding of what's going on and why this is happening, I think that's a very difficult position. So it's important to have organizations like the Child Cancer Fund that are there every step of the way to literally hold your hand through the process.
I mean, distracting when a port's got to be accessed and the needle's going into your skin.
I had to be distracted when the needle was going on. I can't imagine a child. So yes, I mean, it makes a difference. Have those balloons, show a movie, distract them from thinking about it too much and letting that fear get in. And we all know kids can be distracted with positive things. And kids are amazing. Kids are absolutely amazing how they deal with difficult times. But you want to make sure that you make it as easy as possible when they have to go through this.
I can't imagine the kind of feelings and emotions that happen in a household when you have a child who now has cancer mm-hmm. and has all this attention, rightly so, mm-hmm. and the other siblings who are around. And that's the thing that also strikes me with the Child Cancer Fund is the way that Miss Jolly and everyone helps to support the whole family and lift the whole family up. And with the events like Camp Boggy Creek, where the whole family can go down and be a part of it, that's that support network that the patient mm-hmm. needs to have all day long, 24/7, 360. They need to be with them along the whole journey.
Absolutely. You have to be there the whole way. And like you said, it's so critical for the whole family to be taken care of, because you do. You have young siblings that don't understand why their brother's getting all this attention, and they may not understand what a difficult time he's going through. And you may not even fully explain it because they might be too young. But you want to make sure that you're handling everyone, because as a parent, you want your children to grow up and have the best opportunities, and you want to make sure that they feel safe and they feel loved, and you have to do all of those things while trying to also keep your child alive. And so that's a critical factor in just kind of making the whole process work and hopefully coming out of it stronger as a family.
I've loved hearing the stories of the kids who you talk about their resilience, how resilient a child can be. You know, you talk about being terrified, and here's someone who was on the world stage, and that's a different level of being terrified, I would imagine, then. And these kids are like, it's a little bit scary. I'm blown away by 6, 7, and 16-year-olds who say it's just a little bit scary. I guess it's just because they're not adults. They've not seen enough, and they don't know. and they don't think, have those dark moments that pop in their head the same way that adults do. I mean, as you've met kids along your journey, I'm sure you've probably seen that and heard that from them along the way.
Absolutely. And I think it's resilience and maybe a touch of naivety, not fully understanding the long-term effects or kind of what's going on. But I think many of them are just wise beyond their years. I think they've had to deal with a lot more mature topics and mature discussions than maybe other children their age have had to deal with. So I think it does make a difference. The children that I have met who are going through or have gone through a cancer diagnosis are so compassionate. They're so loving. They are so positive. I mean, you talk to a child who's been through cancer, and you will never have a bad day ever. You know, these children, even after they recover, they're going to go through, like you said, setbacks and emotional struggles. And you know, why did I not graduate at the same time as my class? Or why do I look different? Why do I feel different? All of those emotional things, as well as the physical difficulties that you have to battle. But as we mentioned before, I mean, these kids are just amazing in the way that they keep that positive attitude. I mean, I've seen children walk up and help their mother to stop crying. Mommy, it's going to be okay. And that is tremendous. And that just goes to show their strength. And I think a cancer diagnosis, whether you're a child or an adult, I think it just helps you find that inner strength that you maybe didn't know you had.
You see the value of what a $5 donation can potentially be and how it can pay itself forward in so many different ways. And that a donation really is an investment that you're making. I mean, we really are creating an endowment here, or funding an endowment through the Child Cancer Fund. So every dollar that's donated today is an investment. Look at it from a business standpoint, where you have to scrutinize everything with your foundation.
You're right. $1 is not too small of an amount. I have to raise money for the foundation, and it is difficult, but every dollar counts. And I think especially when you have people that just want to help, whether that's volunteering or whether it's giving of any amount of money, it really does make a difference in the community. Whether you have been personally affected, you know someone that has been personally affected by cancer, it's just important. And I think everyone can understand the critical nature of getting these kids that constant care and that constant support throughout their journey.
When you walk through the oncology room upstairs here at Nemours, you'll see the gift baskets, and you'll see bags of chips and Oreo cookies. You were in chemo for how many hours at a time? 3 hours?
4 to 7.
4 to 7?
Mm-hmm.
You need to be fed. You need to have something to keep you going. You need to have DVDs that are going. You need to have the kids who are watching something on the iPad. So think of the iPad charger or the iPad case. $5 goes a long way with this kind of an organization that can help make it just a little bit more tolerable to have to deal with such a sucky disease.
Absolutely. You want to make these kids' lives as normal as possible, even given all that they have to go through. So, like you said, just having that snack food or something to watch. Maybe they get to see a show that maybe they didn't always get to watch. But you know what? It's chemo day, so you get to watch 5 episodes, whatever that is. But making that available for these kids in every dollar counts. And what's great is you can actually go in to Nemours. You can see your dollars at work. From the people that I talk to, from the children that I have met in the hospitals I've toured, you can tell when that child, when that light is turned on, when they revert back to just being a kid. And you can see the parents and how that just makes them feel okay. In that moment, they see their child again. You can't put a price on that. So we have to be very thankful to Miss Jolly and to all of the Miss Jollies out there that help these kids through such a tremendous, difficult time.